Hi, I'm Bernie Howard.
And I'm Lauren Freiman.
And we're going to talk about some Chicago hot dogs.
Well, Bernie, we finally made it to Jimmy's Red Hots in the city. I'll say it's located on Grand and Pulaski in Chicago. And it's been on the list for quite a while because so many people talk about it. And it's actually listed every single website we ever go to about Chicago dogs. They're mentioned. What'd you think?
Well, oh boy, I thought a lot about it. Wasn't a great neighborhood, that's for sure. But during the daytime, I guess it was fairly safe. The parking lot was totally packed. There was no place to park. And Jimmy's Red Hots serve what they call a Depression-style hot dog. And we need to talk about that before we get into the review of the place. The traditional all-beef hot dog is topped with yellow mustard, chopped white onions, sweet pickle relish, pickle, sport peppers, and the wire Red Hot. Well, back in the day, red dye number 40 was added to the hot dog to make it more marketable. And the term Red Hot was born. But that was then. No artificial coloring is added now to their dogs. And it says that quite clearly on their website. They're serving a Vienna number 10 non-casings, soft, squishy hot dog.
Yeah, and I saw when, well, let's talk about the place pulling up to it before we talk about the menu. You said we weren't in a great neighborhood. Everything was gated, like the gates are pushed back during the day for business, but everybody, all the storefronts and whatever were gated. Good thing they had a parking lot because I would not have wanted to walk very far there. And it's right on the corner, and it's literally just a small building with no indoor seating, meant for just ordering your hot dog and get the heck going. Get out of here.
From their website, it says counter serve stand. Slinging hot dogs, Polish sausages, fries, and tamales for 70 years, since 1954. It's a long time.
And maybe 70 years ago, that was a better neighborhood, I'm guessing.
It could have been. Don't know. Anyway, from time to time, from Time Out Chicago magazine, they say Jimmy's is a purist hot dog stand. No seating, no char, anything. And for Christ's sakes, no ketchup. Their t-shirts even said no ketchup. They're, you know, you don't serve ketchup on a Chicago hot dog. They also say it's open late night, which is the best time to catch its sketchy parking lot annex.
Okay. Antics. Yeah. Again, I could never imagine going there again. I mean, I'm glad we went. I'm glad we got to experience it. But I was very glad to get out of that neighborhood safe and sound as we did. But let's talk about the food itself.
Okay, well, the hot dogs were edible because they served a lot of them.
They were delicious. It was a Vienna hot dog with everything on it except whatever you didn't want to put on it.
Yeah, when you're serving a lot of hot dogs like they do, you don't have to have a natural casing because it doesn't sit in the water long enough to get soggy. It's easier to bite in.
And then I saw that we tasted the home fresh cut French fries. Which were plenty of them, lots of them.
Large portions.
And they were pretty delicious.
And they were really cheap, too, $4.31 for a hot dog and a ton of fries, more than we could really eat. And so that was a good thing.
Yeah, and they had tamales, I think, and they had Polish, but that's it. They didn't have a grill for burgers or anything like that. I mean, it really is just a hot dog stand.
Yeah, it was. All right, so let's talk about some more stuff on the list, Larry. The interesting thing about it, again, $4.31 was not a lot for a hot dog with a ton of fries. They take cash only. Don't bring your charge cards there. They won't take it. So don't walk around with a lot of cash in that neighborhood. As for drinks, they serve Pepsi products, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, and they had three or four large lemonade machines there. And so I tried the lemonade because I like lemonade, and it was really good. They serve on their. I had to look on their website to find their menu, and they serve Polish and tamales, and they serve something called a veggie dog. And what a veggie dog is a bun with mustard and ketchup or mustard and onions, but no hot dog.
No hot dog.
That's a veggie dog in their opinion. They had cheese for your
fries.
Oh
yeah, we got fries, but it wasn't Merck's, but it was good. It was good.
I mean, it was. I think our bill was like $12 for both of us to eat. It was nothing. But and the food was good. Would I go back there? If I was in the neighborhood, I'd stop back for a dog. But I wouldn't, you know, to drive 45 minutes from Northbrook. I don't think I would do that again this lifetime, especially not at night. Laurie, what's your rating of the place?
I'm going to give it an 8. I mean, the people behind the counter were very pleasant. The people waiting in line for their food were nice enough. Again, it just made me a little nervous because we were kind of not in the greatest of areas. So I was glad to get out of there, get in the car. We actually did not stay to eat in the car either. We hightailed it out of the neighborhood and got a little bit more further north. But all in all, I'm glad I went there. The food was tasty. It was affordable. And I'm going to give it an 8.
Their founder, Jimmy, they don't give his last name on the website. He never put ketchup on Chicago-style hot dogs. It's on the west side. It's historic Humboldt Park, Grand and Pulaski. Jimmy's is consistently voted top hot dog in local national polls. They're proud to serve their neighbors and their visitors, and they believe in supporting their community and other family businesses. It still continued this day, 70 years later, to be family-owned and operated, and they've tried their best to keep serving their... You know, the thing I kind of like about the place, even though it was funky, was they know what business they're in. They're not trying to be a restaurant and serve gyros and chicken and salads. It's a hot dog stand, and that's what this whole thing started, was to rate hot dog stands. And they are a Vienna hot dog stand. Not expensive. The dogs were good. They were fresh. The people that are there were hungry and they were eating. That's what Chicago hot dogs is all about. I will give this place a strong 9. You know, the neighborhood, it's what it is. It's Humboldt Park. And it was a sunny day and we got in and out of there. But I'll give them a strong 9. I would definitely eat there again. If I was in the neighborhood, what do you think, Laura?
Yeah, I already said I'll give them a strong 8, only because I do know they don't have bathrooms there. There were no signs. It wasn't particularly clean, but I didn't feel like I was walking into dirt either. But
there's no place to eat.
What? Yeah, just overall, I mean, I'm going to give it a strong 8. All right. The food was good.
So that about closes for our 20th episode. I think starting our next episode, we're going to be doing a video podcast some people have asked to see what the hell this looks like when we're actually doing this. So I think we'll be doing a video podcast. And Vienna seems to still rule the roost when it comes to Chicago hot dogs. Other than Superdog, I don't remember any other place. Costco. That doesn't serve Vienna hot dogs in Chicago. Vienna pretty much rules the town of Chicago for hot dogs. But I love them. They taste great. And I'm going to continue eating them. So that's it this week for Chicago hot dogs.